Is the moon out of fashion? Well, beginners in astronomy are usually disappointed by the full moon, which looks boring because the sun then shines straight down like a flash camera to erase all shadows and highlights. But all moon phases are not created equal. The year's best moon for observers is happening these nights. That's when it suddenly explodes with breathtaking detail for anyone with binoculars or especially a small telescope. The phase responsible for these riches is the first quarter. This is a moon whose name is misleading, because how many people know that a quarter moon is the same thing as a half moon? Or that only the first quarter stands highest at sunset? It alone is at its highest up at dinner time. And that only a half moon aims its terminator, the day-night line that is home to all the juicy detail, straight at earthly observers. Highlighted craters then face you like actors hamming it up, instead of pointing foreshortened in other directions. Even its degree of brightness is surprising. You'd think a half moon would be half as bright as a full moon, right? But oddly enough, a half moon is only 1/10 as bright as a full moon. And yet, before night has fallen, you'll see the half moon in the very darkest, deepest blue part of the day sky. So the current moon stands out easily these afternoons, especially when viewed through polarizing sunglasses. On Monday, July 30th, the half moon hovers in the same place that the sun occupies in late September, on the autumn equinox, meaning at sunset, it's about halfway up the sky. Small telescopes, binoculars, or just your baby blues, these nights at around 8:30 or 9 p.m., there's a moon not to be missed. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.